Geico presents, not again, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven? And all of the burners. My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on rent.
Watson Chapel has the ball to start the second quarter. Here's Whitted with it on the left wing. Up top to Kentel. Kentel's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. The long rebound chased down by Yates, and she's going to be fouled from behind by Takira Kentel. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Wildcats. So Mount Tom with a chance to get the lead back here. As we are 25 seconds into this second half, we're knotted up at 24. Martin gives to Yates on the right side, up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble it towards the lane, going in for the leaning jumper. No good. Foreman has the ball knocked away, but gets it back to Emma Martin over on the right side for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Whitted, and back comes Watson Chapel with a chance to go back on top themselves. 7:13 left in the third quarter. Here's Boyce with the ball in the corner. Gives it to Ginger in the lane. Her shot's blocked, but draws contact. And she'll head to the free throw line. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her first personal foul. First team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Takiara Ginger will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far in this game. 7:07 left in the third quarter. First free throw, in and out, no good. So one more chance for Ginger to give Watson Chapel a lead back. Second shot is up, rolls around, and goes in. Ginger, one of two from the line, and Watson Chapel's on top, 25-24, a little over 7 minutes left of the third quarter. Martin into the front court, dribbles to the left wing, gives it there to Payne. Payne will dribble towards the top, losing handle of the ball, but Gilbert chases it down. Gilbert's going to give it to Martin in the left corner. Her three-pointer is up and in. Emma Martin with her first 3 points of the night. That is our fifth lead change as Mountain Home back on top, 27-25. Here is Mayweather with it up top. Mounts home in a man-to-man. Mayweather dribbles toward the right side. Now gives up top to Boyce. Boyce will take the screen, goes down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Whitted. Up top to Ginger. Over on the left side to Mayweather. Mayweather will throw it up top to Whitted. Over to Boyce on the left wing. Down to Ginger in the paint. Up top to Kentel. And Kentel's going to be called for the steps. That is Watson Chapel's ninth turnover of the night. Maya Trotter is going to check back into the game for the Lady Wildcats as Amari Boyce will take a seat. 6:20 left in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, leading 27-25. Gilbert across the timeline for the Lady Bombers, dribbles to the left wing. Now goes towards the elbow, kicks out to Payne on the wing. Payne will give up top to Martin. Martin dribbles to the elbow, now gives to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles near the free throw line, finds Yates on the right side. Yates goes towards the low block, tries to throw it to Foreman. Ball's knocked away and stolen by the Lady Wildcats. And looks like Whitted will be fouled in the backcourt. A reach and foul on Kate Gilbert. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Leah Jackson's going to check back into the game for Mountain Home as Emily Payne will head to the bench. 5:57 left of the third quarter. A two-point Lady Bomber lead, 27-25 is our score. Mayweather will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Wildcats. Throws over on the left side to Trotter. Trotter will give it up top to Kentel. Kentel will throw it over to Whitted on the right. Now Whitted will give it to Kentel, over to Trotter on the left wing. Trotter's going to drill down into the lane, and an offensive foul called on Maya Trotter as Addison Yates draws the charge. That is Trotter's second personal foul. Team foul number two against Watson Chapel here in the second half, and their 10th turnover of the night. 5:25 left to play in the third quarter. Mounts home with the ball back, leading 27-25. Here's Martin into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Gives there to Gilbert on the wing. Gilbert's going down into lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound controlled by Ginger. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound. Kate Gilbert has just picked up her second personal foul. 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. 5:13 left in the third quarter. Watson Chapel will get the ball back with a chance to once again either tie or take the lead. 27-25 is our score. Here is Mayweather into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Whitted. Whitted's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything. And the ball saved in by Mayweather into the hands of Ginger. Ginger goes up, and now a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home. A blocking foul on Emma Martin. That is her second personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. 4:50 left in the third quarter as Kiara Ginger will go back to the free throw line, where so far she is one of two with 3 points. First shot for Ginger is up and in. So if she gets this next one, it'll be our third tie of the night. Second shot for Ginger is up, and she gets both. 5 points on the night for Ginger, and now Watson Chapel is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 4:50 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home and Watson Chapel knotted at 27. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Watson Chapel just gave us our third tie of the night on a pair of free throws by Kiara Ginger. We're tied at 27 with 4:50 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home still getting some last-second instructions. Del Nair, Watson Chapel out on the floor already. Now both teams out on the floor, and Gilbert and Martin will head to the backcourt to resume play. Gilbert will inbound to Martin. We are back underway. Here's Martin across the timeline. Drills toward the right side, gives to Gilbert, who goes to the top. Now over to the left wing she goes. Finds Jackson right there on the wing. Now up top it goes to Martin. Martin will dribble to the left side. Now goes back between the circles. Martin dribbles to the left wing, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill toward the elbow. Now going to the low block, finding Foreman in the lane. She can't get the layup to go. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up with it, off the glass and in. And Mount Home back on top. And a great Foreman with 6 points. Mount Home leading Watson Chapel 29-27. Mayweather walked the ball across the timeline for the Lady Wildcats. Mountain Home again in man-to-man. Ball goes over to Trotter on the left wing. Trotter will throw it up top to Kendall. Down to Ginger in the paint, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. Anna Grace Foreman just picked up her second personal foul. 15th foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. 3:55 left to play in the third quarter. Watson Chapel inbounded on the baseline. It's a two-point Lady Bomber lead. Ball goes into Ginger on the left side, up top to Trotter. Her pass to Mayweather was knocked away by Gilbert. Gilbert just couldn't save it in. Good defense by Kate Gilbert. It will be Watson Chapel's basketball on the far sideline with 3:50 left of the third quarter. 29-27, Lady Bombers on top. It will be Mayweather inbounding it on the far sideline. She gets up top to Kendall. Now back to Mayweather. Mayweather will dribble to the left wing. Gives it there to Whitted. Whitted drills up to the top. Now Kendall over, throws over on the left side to Mayweather. Down a low block to Ginger. Ginger's going to put up the layup over Foreman. No good. Offensive rebound for Whitted. She gets the basket and draws contact. Emma Martin just picked up her third personal foul. That's the 16th foul against Mountain Home. So it will be Whitted at the free throw line for the and-one situation. And a chance to give Watson Chapel the lead back. And she does. No, she does not. The ball will not go. Offensive rebound for Ginger, but now she's tied up, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball on the possession arrow with 3:27 left to play in the third quarter. So we're tied at 29. That was the fourth tie of the night, by the way. 29 all again, less than 3.5 minutes left of this period. Emma Martin into the front court. Gives it to Gilbert up the top. Gilbert drills to the left side, flews, they handle the ball, and it's stolen by Watson Chapel. That is Mount's home sixth turnover of the night. Here is Mayweather back the other way for the Lady Wildcats. Now ball goes up top to Kentle. Back over to Mayweather. Emily Payne's going to check in for Mount Tom at the next available time. Ball goes up top to Whitted. Whitted will throw it down to Kentle on the low block. Kentle looks to make a move over Aston Yates. She can't get the layup to go, and Foreman gets the rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers with a chance to get the lead back. Here's Martin giving it to Yates, who's going in for the easy layup. Good. Aston Yates with 9 points on the night, and Mount Tom back on top, 31-29, with a little over 2.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Ball goes over to Trotter on the left wing. Finds Ginger on the low block. Ginger will throw it to Whitted on the right wing. Whitted dribbles to the corner, goes back out to the wing. Now gives it to Ginger just outside the lane. She's going into the paint for the layup. No good. Foreman gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home with a chance to make it a two-possession game. Martin will give it to Yates. Finds Jackson in for the layup. Shot is blocked, but she's going to draw a little contact. Boy, Ginger did not much like that call, but it will be Leah Jackson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Kiara Ginger's third personal foul, team foul number four against Watson Chapel. So Leah Jackson will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. Emily Payne's going to check back into the game for Mount Home, replacing Aston Yates. And Kiara Ginger is going to take a seat for Watson Chapel as she's replaced by Zamari Boyce. So if Jackson gets this next free throw, it will be a two-possession game. And she does. Her first 2 points of the night. 33-29, Mount's home leading it. A little over 2 minutes such play in the third quarter. Mayweather into the front court. Dribbling into the lane, going in for the layup. Shot was blocked from behind. A late foul call, though, against Emma Martin, I believe. And that is her fourth. Emma Martin's fourth personal foul, team foul number seven against Mountain Home. This will be a two-shot opportunity for Takara Mayweather. Be her first free throws of the night. She has 3 points so far this evening. 1:56 left to play in the third quarter. Mayweather's first free throw rolls around and goes in. Aston Yates going to check back in as Emily Martin will take a seat with her fourth foul. And for Watson Chapel, Maya Trotter is going to head to the bench as she's replaced by Denasia Massey. And Mayweather's second free throw is up and in. She now has 5 points. 33-31, Mount Tom's lead cut back to two. Less than 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Gilbert across the timeline. Drills between circles, now goes towards the lane. Now kicks out to Yates on the right wing. Yates drills up to the top, gives it there to Jackson. Jackson's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Leah Jackson with the first field goal of the night. She has 5 points. 36-31, Mount Tom on top. A little over a minute and a half left of this third quarter. Here's Mayweather into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Now goes a little more between the circles. Finds Kentle at the right elbow. Throws over to Mayweather on the left wing. Ball goes up top to Massey. Over on the right side to Boyce. Boyce is going to drill down towards the lane. Now goes back out as loses the handle of the ball. Emily Payne comes up with the steal. She'll give it to Gilbert. He'll bring it into the front court. That is Watson Chapel's 12th turnover of the night. Back comes Foreman on the low block. It now gives out to Yates on the right side. Yates will drill up near the top. Finds Jackson on the left. Jackson will take the screen from Payne. Drill up to the top. Gives it to Gilbert on the right side. 49 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Mount Tom may hold for the last shot of the period. They're up by two possessions. Gilbert dribbles to the left wing. Now trying to figure out where to go. Finds Payne in the left corner. Back out on the wing goes to Gilbert. Gilbert loses the handle of the ball, and the ball is stolen by Boyce, who's quickly back the way. She's going to pull up near the free throw line for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Watson Chapel. They'll keep possession. Here is Mayweather with it at the free throw line. Now it goes out to the left wing. 20 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home up by five. Now Mayweather goes between the circles, throws over to Massey on the right side. 10 seconds left. Up top it goes to Whitted, down to Kentle on the low block. She's going to put up the jumper. Shot is blocked. Massey gets chased down the ball, and she's able to put up the layup off the glass and in. Denasia Massey with 5 points, and that's the way this third quarter is going to end. 24 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of three quarters, Mount Tom leading Watson Chapel 36-33. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.